You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
Today is September 21st, Monday. It's 2015. And it is week 123. 1, 2, 3. Finally got there.
Very clean and neat. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. It's easy. That's ABC. Wait. Flip it. ABC is... Wait.
ABC is easy. It's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Anyways, you know, it's not easy posting episodes on time, apparently, for me. But thankfully, Edwin is always there. He's like...
Yeah. He calls us on it.
He's like, hey, I can't find the episode. That's, I think this is a nice way. And then, like, when it happened for the third time the same week, he's like, you forgot to post the episode.
He's like,
I was
wait
like,
a
yep.
second.
I was like, very much so. I don't know what was happening last week. This dude, school is killing me. I'm convinced.
Just making everything not work.
No.
No matter
it's
what
like
you
crazy.
Try to do.
So, yeah. Let's just get into some superhero news.
We got some Doctor Strange news. Rachel McAdams is officially confirmed. Or she confirms herself. Mm-hmm. Somebody confirmed where it was just a rumor, but now it's confirmed.
Yeah, like I think she gave an interview.
Yeah, I think she confirmed. I don't think Marvel said.
For some reason, yet. I think this interview was taken in Europe, too.
I think you're right, too.
We're going to talk about some European news later on. It's, like, weird. I feel like they, American actors, or, like, people, not American. I don't know who she is. I think she's American.
Pretty sure she's American.
But, like, I don't think they give much credit to, like, European news. Like, if it's in another language, like, no one's going to read this. And, like, this news is not going to come
like
out.
Like the, Michael Shannon news. He's like, no one's going to hear about this weird flipper thing or whatever that he said.
Because it's in like Europe or Japan or something.
Yeah.
But then it comes out and then people are like, this is crazy.
They're like, comment on this. It's like, how did you get that? Like, I don't know how the world works.
I read Dutch news. So yeah, that happened. We don't know who she's going to play though, right?
No. We're assuming love interest, but that's just because that's what they assume.
Yeah.
But we have no idea.
Is Doctor Strange a time traveler? This is her first time away from a time traveler, perhaps? Maybe with, like, a...
I mean, the time stone's out there, so we don't know which movie that's in.
Yeah, that's true.
That could happen in this movie.
First time with a dimensional traveler.
Yeah. Which I guess is technically... Because time doesn't exist in that weird... In the Ant-Man world, that, like, time doesn't...
Yeah,
like
you get so small.
Yeah. So that's kind of like... time travel-ish if you just sit in there for a while, I guess.
But I heard it's hard to get out of that world. That's a problem.
Unless you're Paul Rudd.
Yeah, he went in there and got out.
Wasn't so hard. Didn't seem like it was.
So yeah, that happened. Man of Steel 2, this is weird news. It's apparently not on permanent hold, but it will be released in 2019 to 2020. So like 4 to 5 years from now.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
We'll get a sequel to a movie that came out like two years ago, I think. And then...
I wonder... They can't call it Man of Steel 2.
Someone should make a chart of that. How long sequels used to take over time. Like the average amount of time between sequels.
Yeah.
For like...
It's so hard in this... Like,
per decade.
Technically, like, Batman vs. Superman is also a sequel. So it's there's like now there's like categories of sequels. We're not into the sequel world. We're into the like,
where it's like
oh, he's
Batman
a featuring
1,
player.
2, 3, 4, 5. It's like,
yeah,
he makes an appearance in this movie. Like technically, like Sam Wilson.
Yeah, like I guess you could do this. Say the same with the Fast and Furious movies. Like,
yeah,
3 like, is technically a sequel to 6, but it's only Vin Diesel's barely in it. But it's like the prequels and sequels. It's just. They need to find a word that's just like, I guess just that series, I don't know.
Yeah.
We need categorization.
But then it's like not this, I wouldn't consider Man of Steel part of that series for Batman vs. Superman. It's a kind of part of the series, but it's like a it's kind of like a side note from what they make it seem like. They make it seem like Batman vs. Superman is more about Batman and everything.
Yeah.
He's do you like think DC is just super pissed that they chose like a bad person for a Superman, like Henry Cavill?
They chose a great Superman.
They chose a great Superman.
Just boring.
Yeah, no, but like, because now it comes out that they're like, okay, we just want more Batman and everything. Mm-hmm. There and like now they're kind of stuck with that Superman. Like they're stuck with Henry Cavill as Superman in that universe.
Yeah,
because they decided to make it a universe.
Yeah, But I think they're, I mean,
like, I bet you now if they had, if they were casting Superman now, I don't think they would have cast Henry Cavill.
Probably not. They probably, probably want another big name. Because they're going big name for,
like, everyone else. Yeah. Gal Gadot is, like, the smallest name.
Yeah, exactly. I think Henry Cavill's smaller than Gal Gadot.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, besides also. Him.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Because
what was he in? He's, like, a British guy, right?
I mean, I never heard of him.
Yeah, he was. I think he was in some stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure he's in some stuff, but I never heard of him. I mean, apparently he auditioned for Superman the first time, too.
Yeah. So. When they gave it to a bartender.
Yeah. And he was boring, too, because that's just what Superman is. He's like, they're playing the character right, because he's just...
Who would have thought Bizarro would be more lively and
yeah, I want to see some Bizarro.
...than Superman. Yeah, apparently it will be directed by George Miller, but then that comes off the news that Justice League Dark is supposed to be rumored by George Miller, so I guess they're like, hey, how about you direct this other movie while we put this other movie like out later? Like, you direct this movie sooner... And then you can come and direct Man of Steel 2.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the movie that Guillermo del Toro just walked away from.
Yeah, it's just all the DC universe is really cluttered with like so many rumors. Meaning, I think they just don't know what they're doing.
Which
they're
is crazy to think that like Marvel, which is all those movies are made up by like three companies. Yeah. Right? Like you see what I mean?
Uh huh.
Where like this is all coming from one studio, and it's like it seems like the rumors are so muddled.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, I guess maybe I'm biased towards Marvel because I'm like, they're doing a great job. And, like, DC still has to prove themselves to me.
Yeah, that's also true. But Marvel, you don't get these weird rumors.
Well, like, you remember Doctor Strange back in the day when they were still casting for Doctor Strange as, like, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. They had, like, but I so think they names. Actually talked to him. And he said no. Like, I think he did an interview, like, fairly recently. Why did you turn down Doctor Strange or something? You said, oh, I don't want to do a franchise or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, I want to be.
So I think that one's actually real. I think some of these are just like, they literally didn't even talk to anybody. They're just like, we're doing this. Or these are like, we're getting it. They're getting some source where it's just, oh, these are all of our ideas on one board and we're not sure what's happening.
Yeah.
But they're either not good at keeping secrets or like, this is just all crazy nonsense. I don't know. Hard to tell.
I'm into that crazy nonsense.
But I'll just jump to the other DC news. There's another rumor that they're making a Booster Gold Blue Beetle movie.
This is so weird to me.
Yes, and they're calling it a superhero buddy cop movie.
And this it's supposed to be, like, funny.
And this completely contradicts their whole dark...
Like, no jokes in the DC universe.
Yeah. It's like, I'm all down for this movie, but it's shocking that they... Like, it makes sense that they need to do this, because they're like... Why would we go all dark? Every single movie is all dark.
Who's excited about Seems this weird. Movie, though?
I'm excited about
I'm excited. I mean, like the average person.
Nobody. Nobody knows who those characters are.
If I go on the
are.
Street and be like, I'll go to work tomorrow. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, you heard DC's making a Booster Gold Blue Beetle movie? I guaranteed the reaction of everyone in the office would be like, who?
They'd be like, what the heck is that?
Booster Gold?
What does that mean?
Blue Beetle? Is that like some weird Pokemon or something? Power Ranger? Beetleborgs, that's the way they should make it.
Beetleborgs, yeah.
That was a crazy show.
But they need to inject some like comedy light movie. They can't do all dark. We're going to get
way overwhelmed. I think people are just going to kill themselves.
They're be like, this stuff. World sucks.
Yeah.
Why would I want to be in this world? You got to at least have some light levity in it at some point.
Do you think they're ever going to do that in a DC movie? Where there's just mass suicides?
I don't know, Man of Steel is mass.
Man of Steel seems like, Man of Steel, Batman or Superman seems like that might be appropriate. Like, people are like, oh no, he's back.
I think so. Like, I don't want to live in this world at all.
I want to, like, he might come into our city and destroy it.
It's like, this is terrifying. And everyone seems to be scared of Batman also.
Yeah.
It's just a terrifying world.
Yeah.
And they're right in the same cities. If you live in either of those cities, they're
right next to each other.
Right next to each other. It's like, oh, finally, I got out of I could see, like, a little short film of, like, finally got out of Gotham, Batman's terrorizing, and then you get there, and then Superman's
like,
destroying.
The building just, like, falls over like, on you, and you're like, oh, no.
Like, I thought Gotham was bad, but Metropolis was in a whole other category.
So, yeah, there's that.
And then more tumblings from the Gambit movie.
This movie looks like such a mess, too.
Yeah, the director, Rupert Wyatt, who did Rise of the Planet of the Apes, has left the project. So this is a... They're screwing this one up. I think they need to stop this movie.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're totally, if this is supposedly their, this supposedly they're supposed to get Channing Tatum to like this, usher in the new X-Men.
Yeah, he's supposed
world.
To be like the new Wolverine.
Yeah, and if there's this much like craziness going on, it's not off to a good start no. at all.
Do you think any time in your life, if someone was like to me, Wolverine is so the leader of the X-Men.
Yeah.
That if someone ever tried to convince me, like, hey, one day Gambit will be the leader of the X-Men. I'm like, dude, he's like a side character at best.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's times in the cartoon where he just wouldn't be there. And
exactly.
I'd be disappointed, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not really big on the Gambit leader type. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would lead the team.
He seems more like a rogue.
Yeah,
person.
He's a wild card.
Yeah,
something like
there
that.
You go. That's good. That's very appropriate.
Exactly, considering he's all those cards.
But yeah, it's I don't know how they're going to do this.
Did you hear what they're doing to the X-Men in the comics?
Yeah, what was it? Was it the Fearless? I don't remember. Someone's killing the X-Men.
Yeah, it's like something about the Inhumans.
The Inhumans are going to kill the X-Men.
They're going to have them, like, there's not going to be many. There's going to be some X-Men because yeah. some of them are too popular. But they're, like, going to start killing off all the X-Men.
That's awesome.
It's like... Of course, it's because of the movie rights. There's no other reason than all that.
They're, I mean, look
they
at
already
what they
killed
do with
the
Fantastic Four.
Yeah, they already
did the same thing with the X-Men.
Exactly.
So, that's awesome. I dig it.
Yeah.
I think people should read comics more often so they can see all this happening and be like, this is what Marvel really thinks of the X-Men.
Exactly. It'll just be weird, like, if 20 years from now kids are like, what is the Fantastic Four?
Yeah, I'd be like, but what? Who?
They'll be like, I guess they'll know it from those weird movies. Like,
yeah,
they'll either know it from the weird old movies. Like, I doubt they'll read old comics.
They'll probably know it from the old movies because, like, I still know about, like, the Phantom and stuff. Like, the
yeah, good point.
Those weird characters. Okay, this is awesome news, too. Daredevil news. Drew Goddard returns. He's replacing Steven DeKnight as a showrunner because mm-hmm. he had some, like, prior obligations. So he left, and now he's back.
Yeah, because he was doing Sinister Six.
Yeah.
And then he, like, mapped out a whole movie. And then he's like... And then they rumored him he was going to be doing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then that didn't happen either. But, like, he's still got good relationships with them, so he came back. Which is pretty cool, because they say, like, he was a heavy influence on the character. Because I think he did the first two episodes of Daredevil.
Yeah, like... And then I think he was still on as, like, executive producer
or
something.
Yeah, yeah. Because he had worked out what they're doing. Yeah. So
that was pretty awesome. I'm pretty stoked on that.
Yeah. And then Stick is returning. Scott Glenn is coming back to play Stick.
Minus spoiler, but...
Yeah, I guess it's kind of a spoiler, but...
It's okay.
I mean...
I think his character was well-liked. He was one of my favorite characters on the show.
Yeah, he was really cool. He was only in a couple episodes before. Or was it, like, a couple episodes?
I think two or three episodes.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of a spoiler, but that's not like... He didn't die or anything. So
no.
It's not like...
I read a crazy spoiler about Luke Cage. Not really a spoiler. Someone saw it, and then they put it on Reddit.
Ew.
Like, they were filming near his house.
Yeah.
And a certain character from Daredevil appeared.
Ooh.
Was filming that day.
Cool.
It's not really a spoiler. Anyway,
yeah. I mean, they're mixing up all these.
Yeah. What's a character you wouldn't expect?
Oh.
But the character didn't die in Daredevil. So it's not like the crazy.
Okay. I was going to start speculating, but no.
You can speculate. Go for it. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
First season or second season?
First season. What, Daredevil?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's first season.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Punisher or something.
Oh, no, no.
I don't know. We already know who some people are going to be in season two.
Yeah. They were there almost up until the end.
I don't want to speculate. It's okay.
You want me to just tell you?
No.
Okay.
No, it's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, let's talk about actual Luke Cage news.
Yes.
So this is weird.
So I think Luke Cage confirmed all the characters that we said were characters. I think they just officially announced all those characters, and then they offered some more information on Alfrey Woodard's character. She's playing Maria Dillard, a local Harlem politician and cousin to recently announced Colonel Cottonmouth Stokes, who is looking to bring a new era of change to the streets she grew up on. Her personal life and professional career are thrown into turmoil by both Harlem's newest hero, Luke Cage, as well as her cousin Cottonmouth's nefarious acts.
Is this scare you at all? Because it sounds a lot like Daredevil.
It does sound a lot like Daredevil. How come everybody's like, everyone's like super into, oh, this is our city.
I'm like that too, though, but not to a point.
But these same guys,
with
Batman, like,
that's like the whole thing with the superhero, right? Like they,
yeah, but they bring,
feel that connection with their city.
Yeah, but I don't think...
That's why they do the things they do.
Yeah, true, I guess, but they're like... I don't know.
Do you not feel that way about Ventura?
No, but I'm just saying it's weird that everybody's like, they bring it up a lot, though.
Like the bad guys too. Like the
only
reason
bad guys too. Like Kingpin, he's like, it's my city.
He's like, I need to clean up the city.
And he's like, Daredevil, you go one block the other way, they're like, I don't care about them.
No,
this
like
is someone
could be dying on the other block and they're like, well, city limits
exactly
really prevent me from going over
it's
that. I don't
what
really
it,
care
it
about
seems
it.
Like, I guess that's true with like,
that's true
Arrow
about me.
And Flash, they're like, we only care about our city.
Yeah, it's very, very city-based.
Yeah.
But I saw a picture of Mahershala Ali, Cottonmouth Stokes, mm-hmm. and I saw one of Alfred Woodard's characters in costume.
Oh, cool.
Looked interesting.
Did he have any teeth? Crazy
no.
teeth?
He was just wearing like a suit, like I would expect him to.
Yeah.
He's like more southern-looking, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not that exciting. Yeah. Shortest episode of Superhero.
Oh, whoa.
I think that's the shortest episode we've done.
I thought there's a little more.
So on Netflix today. Correction, there's no Toy Story. We might have been inaccurate.
Last week was all wrong.
Yeah. Not all wrong, because the Keith Richards thing was
true. Yeah, not all wrong. Some of it was wrong, because we couldn't find a proper list, and even though it had been like 2 weeks after September... There was just a fake list out there, so ignore all those.
I wonder what that person does. They're like, I'm going to get off on making people think that like Toy Story is on Netflix, and then they're going to go to Netflix, and Toy Story won't be there.
I don't know.
Did you read that news about like Star Wars dummy spots were put up on Netflix?
No.
Like, apparently, for like a few hours on one day last week, you'd go to Netflix, and you type in Star Wars, and it showed that it was there.
Yeah.
And it had the information and everything.
Huh.
But you couldn't play it.
Uh-huh.
And it did it for the original trilogy.
Oh, really? There is a rumor that it's going to be put on Netflix.
Yeah, it's supposed
to
come on in like 2016.
And then there's also a rumor, and this rumor comes up all the time, but they're going to release the
original. Yeah, that one
but
came
But it said
back.
it came from like Bob Iger's mouth or something. It came from somebody high up at Disney.
Yeah.
So it's a little tiny bit more credible than it usually is.
Speaking of which, Edwin corrected us. Bob Iger like extended his contract.
Oh yeah.
This person was in line to be like this other person, not John Lasseter. It was very heartbreaking for me. All those tweets. My
like,
whole
no.
image of Disney was destroyed. Let's see, where was it?
Yeah,
Bob Iger extended last year to stay on Disney until June 2018, and the assumption is that COO Tom Staggs is the heir apparent. Former CFO Jay Rasulo was in the running, but. And left the company when Tom Staggs got promoted to the number two position. Yeah, and then it was like, he didn't post the episode. He didn't post the episode.
We are failing.
Yeah. So yeah, go watch.
But with the Star Wars, I think...
and then Netflix said, like, oh, it's just a DVD.
Yeah.
The DVDs that went in the wrong section accidentally or something. I was like, sure, Netflix.
I think someone intentionally was screwing around.
Yeah.
That's what makes sense.
I'm like, I assume if I wanted to rent whatever movie that's not exclusively streaming, do you think Netflix puts their, like Daredevil, you think I can get Daredevil, the series, on DVD from Netflix?
Oh, good question. There has to be a DVD, right?
I don't know. I know they released, like, House of Cards, like, a year later on DVD and Blu-ray.
Yeah, it may just take a little longer. They got it, like...
Like,
I mean,
their own stuff, that's what I mean. Like, Netflix
original.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm like, I'm trying to think, because... Like, you can't imagine you're getting much sales from... Because DVDs can't be selling that well, I'm not sure. But, like, you'd sell them to, like, a Redbox? You could probably sell them to Redbox or somebody.
Yeah. Or just through Netflix, their own service.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know, back in the day, there was a Netflix original that was, like, DVD. I think their production company was called, like, Red Envelope Productions.
Yeah.
And that was on Netflix streaming. It's still at Zach Galifianakis Live at the Glass Onion or something like that.
Yeah.
Or Purple Onion. Mm-hmm. Great comedy special, but that was like a Netflix exclusive.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they make all their digital Netflix exclusives. it's a DVD.
Yeah, because there's definitely, it may not be a huge market, but there's some kind of market for
I know
that.
Some people who only have Netflix DVD account. I know one person. And I'm like, you're so dumb. I just tell them every day how dumb they are.
Yeah, I thought those went away, actually. No. They still exist.
Yeah, but it's like separate. Like, you have to go to like NetflixDVDs.com.
And they still
like
have
that.
Different movies on those DVDs?
Yeah.
Like more movies. Because that was the whole thing. Early on, Netflix really had nothing.
No, but like their DVDs, they still had a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But early on, Netflix really was like really weird movies.
Yeah.
Like they get better.
Well, like older movies. Like not current movies. They had good movies. Like they had
there's some
Dirty Harry and stuff.
I guess.
When I got my Netflix account back in 2009.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, compared
when did you get your Netflix account?
I don't have Netflix.
I know. That's why.
But I mean, like,
I mean,
comparatively.
You couldn't be picky back in 2009.
There weren't, like, any TV shows either, really, that I can remember.
No,
like,
not many TV shows.
Yeah.
That changed.
Which I think
now
that,
I think, like,
that's probably what
Netflix
more
is
Netflix is more known for, is binge-watching TV.
Than movies.
Because
even now, you try to find a movie, and I'm like, I settle for a lot. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
this looks interesting. Yeah,
it's a lot.
Watch
it's
it.
Really big on TV, I think.
So, yeah.
Yes. Did we say what was that? Gotham season one and the
following
season
three.
There. Okay.
I think Following's with Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
So go watch that. Come back tomorrow. Leftovers. You know the drill. Follow us on everything. At Destiny Pizzas. Come back on Friday, though. We have an awesome story, I think, on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, you have to deal with the leftovers, discussions, reviewed, trailer talk, This Week in Movies in the Now. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.